Since the election, Facebook, Google, and others have been grappling with a big question: how to tamp down on fake news that can catch like wildfire on their platforms, and which some believed helped hand the White House to Donald Trump. Now, some of the big companies in Silicon Valley have come up with new ways to identify fake news and to root it out, but that could be complicated, both technically speaking and philosophically. Here to break that down is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor of social media at Recode. He's with us from San Francisco. Hey, Kurt, welcome back.
Hi, Peter.
So after the election, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook CEO, said it was crazy to say that fake news on his platform could have helped sway the election. But it does seem like he is more engaged on the issue now. What has changed?
I think he's realized that there's been a lot of backlash from folks in the media, but also his own users, that people do believe that fake news had a big role in this election, and Facebook is one of the places that distributes more news than anybody. And so I think at first, I think it was even 2 or 3 days after the election, he kind of dismissed the idea. And then when he realized that people weren't going to give it up, he said, OK, well, here's how we're actually going to go about and try and fix this. And he outlined a little bit of a game plan for that.
I do want to get to that, but I just want to throw out some fascinating statistics. A BuzzFeed found that the top 20 posts from established news sites had more than a million fewer shares, reactions, and comments on social media than the top posts from fake news sites did. And the New York Times, we mentioned this yesterday on the program, did this case study about a false tweet that was shared 16,000 times on Twitter and 350,000 times on Facebook. So, Kurt, I mean, it seems like at this point we've sort of reached the point where it is impossible to say that this isn't a problem.
I agree. I mean, it's hard to look at those numbers and say the things that are not true are spreading wider and farther than the things that are true. Clearly, that is an issue, and I think that is why, ultimately, Zuckerberg decided to say, well, we're going to come up with a game plan.
Okay, so that game plan, Zuckerberg has come out with a couple of bullet points. I'll name a few of them. Adding a warning label to stories that users have flagged as inaccurate. Working with more third-party fact-checking organizations. What else is there?
The idea of kind of eliminating the business model behind fake news, so either not enabling those sites to advertise on Facebook, or I believe in Google's case, what they said was we're not going to surface the ads that we sell on your site. So in other words, we're not going to fill the ad inventory you have, and therefore it's going to make it harder for you to make money. So I think the big issue, though, and you kind of alluded to this at the very beginning, is that it's not just a technical challenge, right? I mean, it's not just about finding and removing the news. There is a philosophical challenge here about, is this the role of Facebook and Google? And that's what they're grappling with.
But let's spend another minute on the technical standpoint, though, because how hard is it to pull those things off that we just mentioned? I mean, policing ads online, is that just a matter of a coder going in and figuring it out easily? Or does that take a lot of manpower, time, money?
I think the ad stuff would probably be relatively easy. I think the challenge, although I am of the mindset that Facebook and Google employ the smartest folks in the world when it comes to AI, artificial intelligence, machine learning, that kind of stuff. Basically, what that means is they should be able to write algorithms or code that can go in and detect when certain stories are spreading information that we know to be false. Hmm. I think that they could do it technically. Again, I think the question that they're grappling with is, should they do it?
Yeah, it's tough. Philosophically speaking, again, they're in a bit of a bind because, as Facebook points out, it doesn't want to be policing the sharing of ideas on the internet or in this country. That's something that we sort of pride ourselves on, right? You can say what you want, and it's up to the person you're saying it to sort of do some of the work to have a conversation with you or to fact check it or something like that.
Right. I mean, is it their role, right, to determine what's true and what's not? And that's what Facebook is currently arguing right now, is they're saying, what is truth, right? And I don't know if that's a fair thing for us to give them a pass on, given the fact that 66% of folks get either some news or news headlines from Facebook. And so the headlines thing is concerning too, right? It only takes an inaccurate headline for people to think that they're getting a full story when really they're not. And so Facebook has always argued, hey, we're not a media company. Yeah. We're just a technology platform where everything can exist and people can see what they want. But the real reality is that they make money by taking our attention directing it towards either videos or news or whatever, and then making money off of that. And I think that is a media company.
Yeah. At what point do we start calling Facebook a news organization?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on who you are. I mean, I have a colleague of mine, Peter Kafka, who covers media very closely, and he's already written as much, right? And I agree with him. I think that Facebook very much is a media organization at this point. And they even, in some instances, pay media organizations to make live video for them. So it's just a matter of, you know, when does, I guess, Facebook admit that? Will they ever admit that? I don't know. Yeah. And it doesn't, I guess, matter if they're labeled as such. It just matters how they behave, right? So now, do they start to actually look into this fake news stuff and take responsibility to weed it out?
Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode. Kurt, thanks as always.
Thank you, Peter.